You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
India's economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic likely stumbled again in the first quarter of this fiscal, primarily due to Omicron-related restrictions and high inflation, according to a poll. More details on it shortly. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, economy, Mumbai cruise drugs case and Prime Minister Modi's take on drones and more. First up, here's how the market fared on May 27th. Sensex and Nifty extended gains to a second straight day as the market ended the June futures and options series backed by gains across most sectors. Heavyweights Infosys, HDFC Twins and ICICI Bank were among the main contributors to the rise in both headline indices. Positive cues aided the sentiment on Dalal Street as investors drew comfort from Fed minutes showing a pause to rate hikes is on the cards later this year. Sensex and Nifty held on to much of their intraday gains by the closing bell. During the session, Sensex jumped 684 points to 54,936, whereas Nifty climbed to 16,370, up 200 points from its previous close. Shares of Hindalco Industries surged the day after the metal company reported quarterly earnings driven by exceptional performance in its India business. It reported a 100% year-on-year jump in its consolidated profit to 3,851 crore rupees for the January to March 2022 period. Its revenue increased 37% on year, boosted by elevated price of aluminium and copper prices on the London Metal Exchange. Its board also recommended a dividend of 400%, that is 4 rupees per share for the year ended March 2022. Another stock in focus was Zee Entertainment Enterprises, which rose as much as 3.7% as the street cheered the company's revenue, beating estimates even as the profit and margin disappointed. Its revenue saw a year-on-year increase of 18%, while profit was down 34% and margin slipped 660 basis points. In an interview with CNBC TV 18, Rohit Gupta, the CFO of Zee, explained that high input costs are impacting market spending of fast-moving consumer goods companies. Meanwhile, shares of Muthoot Finance fell over 9% in early trade as investors expressed disappointment with the company's earnings owing to a miss on all metrics. It reported a marginal decline in its consolidated net profit at 1,006 crore rupees for the quarter ended March as core interest income fell. While despite the profit and net interest income miss, Muthoot Finance saw its consolidated loan assets under management, that is AUM, increased to 64,494 crore rupees as of March 31st, 2022. This is up by 11% from the same period a year ago. Next up, a look at IT stocks. IT stocks rallied today and lifted the benchmarks higher, but lately the space has been in the rear zone on the Dalal Street thanks to aggressive hikes in COVID-era interest rates and fears of slowing global growth, which is a deadly combination already spooking investors the world over. Even the rupee slumped to an all-time low against the US dollar, which typically draws investor attention to prospect of better profitability ahead for exporters, has done little to arrest Nifty IT's fall. Market expert Ajay Bagga told CNBCTV18.com that he remains cautious on IT and cannot tell the bottom for now as there may be more pain ahead. He says investors can wait ahead of the rate hikes by the RBI and Federal Reserve and balance sheet normalization by the US Central Bank. The remarks come at a time when brokerages have already started downgrading the space on the pretext of valuations being very expensive. JP Morgan is of the view that Indian IT stocks are among the most expensive in the services space globally. However, Raj Vyas, portfolio manager at Teji Mandi, believes that as long as the demand environment is firm for Indian IT services, investors should not be worried as the stocks will bounce back. Meanwhile, on a day when the Indian market made a sort of recovery, Indian oil producers were under pressure and traded in the red. It's because the UK government yesterday announced a 25% windfall tax on profits of oil and gas companies with crude surging over 50% in 2022 so far. Now, there is speculation that similar steps can be taken here too, that is in India, as the government looks at additional revenue mobilization measures to offset revenue loss due to recent excise duty cuts, higher fertilizer subsidies, etc. This seems to have made investors nervous, and it's being reflected in the stock movement of all oil and gas majors like ONGC, Oil India, Reliance and Vedanta. Next up, a look at the Indian economy. A Reuters poll shows that India's economic recovery from the COVID pandemic has likely stumbled again in the first quarter of the fiscal due to Omicron-related curbs and high inflation. Economy was penciled in at 4% for the January to March quarter for the same period a year ago in a May 23rd to 26th Reuters poll of 46 economists, which is now down from 5.4% in the fourth quarter of 2021. If realized, this would be the slowest in a year and a third consecutive quarter of a weaker growth. Meanwhile, Reserve Bank of India has released its annual report for 2021-2022, which covers the working and functions of the central bank for the period from April 2021 to March 2022. The report warns that negative externalities are already rippling through financial and commodity markets, and surging food and fuel prices are impacting the disadvantaged adversely. Therefore, global recovery is expected to suffer a significant loss of momentum in 2022. The report also points to the ill effects of a Russia-Ukraine war, saying the global macro outlook is overcast with economic costs of the war and sanctions. Emerging markets like India and developing economies have had to bear the brunt of the spillovers despite being bystanders. Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was at the Bharat Ron Mahotsav 2022 in Delhi today, where he lauded citizens for their enthusiasm in drone technology and said that he conducts surprise inspections of development work across the country with the help of drones. The PM said technology has ensured last-mile delivery and India is moving towards creating a strong drone manufacturing ecosystem through schemes like PLI. His comments came after he launched 150 remote pilot certificates at the two-day Bharat Drone Mahotsav organized in Delhi. Lastly, the Narcotics Control Bureau, that is NCB, has given a clean chit to Aryan Khan, the son of Bollywood actor Shah Rukh Khan, in the October 2021 Drugs on Cruise case, in which he was arrested last year. Officials of the NCB, which filed its charge sheet in a Mumbai court, said that Aryan Khan and five others had not been named due to lack of sufficient evidence. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back next week with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.